And welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. Of course, later this summer, this early fall, we are going to have one of our favorite sporting events in St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Golf Classic. Paul Stankowski will be at Norwood Hills Country Club. He was there last year. Paul, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Frank, I'm doing great, man. Doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. And you did pretty well last year. I think you finished 3 under, maybe a top 30 finish. What were your impressions of Norwood Hills Country Club?
Oh, I love it. I love the venue's great. The golf course is really good. Conditions last year were fabulous. I love the feel. The event kind of has a I don't use this loosely, but it has a major championship feel to it. And, you know, the beautiful old clubhouse, the community involvement, a lot of spectators out there watching, and a super fun event.
Yeah, how does having, like, twice the amount of spectators or twice the amount of people in the gallery affect a golfer?
Oh, well, I don't say it affects us in any negative way. I think the more people out there watching, the more, you know, I think it's exciting, right? And then when you're hitting into a green or off a tee where there's, you know, 3, 4, 5 deep of people, I think it's it almost helps to focus more than if there's, you know, 10 people out there watching, you know, my wife and my kids. That would be, you know, as much as it's fun like that, but the fewer the people, the more it feels like a practice round. And when you get a lot of spectators out there, it's just a great feel. So yeah, I think everybody on tour loves playing in front of big crowds.
I want to get to your fascinating career in just a moment, but I want to get a quick thought from you on what everybody's talking about, the PGA Championship. Two major stories. Let's begin with the Koepka angle. It's just insane how good this guy is when he's healthy in big-time events. What are you thinking as a fellow professional golfer watching him in big-time events?
Yeah, you know what? It's hard to put it into words, right? Why some people just get up for big events. It seems like, now Brooks has played well in events that weren't quote unquote big events, but he seems to be, that guy that, you know, when there's a major championship on the line, he's ready to rock and roll. And his game, obviously he's got great length. He's got power. I think just the mindset too. He's really calm. He looks really calm out there. Doesn't do anything too quickly. Doesn't seem to get ahead of himself or beat himself. And, you know, he's got the full package, you know, length, accuracy, really good putter, great mind. I mean, that's a tough combination to beat.
We're talking with Paul Stankowski. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. What if it was your call, would you allow him to be a part of the Ryder Cup team for the United States? What's your take?
That's a good question. Obviously, the Ryder Cup is put on by the PGA of America. Qualifications there are what, U.S.-born players? You get points in PGA Tour events, right? World ranking points, and it's the top. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not a fan of LIV Golf at all, to be honest with you. But the old mentality, you know, hate the game, not the player. I don't blame any of the guys for leaving to go play over there, because, you know what, they backed a dump truck up to a lot of those guys' houses and said, here, this is yours if you come play. And they did. You know, they grabbed some of the best players in the world and then a bunch of, you know, normal guys. And so from that standpoint, like I look at last week and even the Masters with Phil and Brooks down the stretch. And, you know, I look at those guys. They're some of the best players in the world. Well, not Phil. He's old, but he still is a really competitive player at 52 years old. But the, you know, DJ and Brooks are still Cameron Smith. Some of the best players in the world. You know, you hate to not see them in, you know, whether it's President's Cup, Ryder Cups, major championships, because I think all the players want to compete against the best. But, you know, until the rules change, you know, it is what it is. You know, they knew the rules when they decided to vacate the PGA Tour and go play over in LIV.
Almost as big a story as Brooks Koepka is Michael Block, who is from the St. Louis area. He went to high school at Parkway Central and college at the University of Missouri in St. Louis, which is very, very close to Norwood Hills Country Club. But what about this story? A teaching pro at a public course who charges $125 a lesson, having the hole in one, and that almost equally as scintillating was to save par on 18 to qualify for next year. I mean, I know you're a professional golfer and you've seen it all. You've played in Masters, won a lot of tournaments, but are you as wrapped up in this as the rest of us were?
Absolutely. You know, I called the action Thursday, Friday on ESPN Plus. We did some feature groups, and while we didn't have his group, I had my eye on the scoreboard and noticed that he played really well, shooting 70-70 the first 2 days. And I've said it for a long time, the PGA of America, those men and women that work behind counters, on the ranges, running shops, they're the backbone of the game of golf. You know, that's where the game grows through them. The professional golfer is the entertainer, right? Or the entertainment aspect of it. And for Michael to go out there and it wasn't his first PGA. He's played in a handful of those and in a bunch of PGA Tour events. So, you know, he's, from a experience standpoint, probably one of the most experienced PGA professionals. But that being said, the story is amazing. I saw the video that was taken at his club when he made the ace, and you know, there's 100 people in the grill room there just celebrating and dancing around and chanting "Blocky, Blocky," and I think it's awesome. You know, those kind of stories. That's what I love about the PGA Championship. This week we're in Frisco for the Senior PGA, and we got 35 the club pros playing here this week, and I think it's fun. It's one. This is, you know, it's a major for all of us. It's also a major for them, and they don't get an opportunity to play a whole lot. And so to get a chance to play against the best players in the world, and to rise up, and you know, he's in the top 10 going into Sunday. He's paired with Rory McIlroy, for crying out loud. He makes an ace at the biggest stage on the back nine. To me, everybody I've talked to, I think they were more sucked into that story than probably the actual winner, just because I don't say it's relatable, but, you know, the everyday guy, if you will, got a chance to compete with the best.
We're talking with Paul Stankowski on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. All right, one more thought on the senior tour, the Champions Tour, I should say, excuse me, is Nick Ragone, who is a frequent guest in our program, who runs that great event, the Ascension Charity Classic. He has alluded to the fact that he thinks that Tiger, because of the golf cart situation, is going to play on the Champions Tour, and we could see him in Norwood Hills Country Club in a few years. What do you think about that possibility?
I got my fingers crossed, my toes crossed. I think everybody out here is super hopeful that does come to fruition. You know, having Tiger out here would be amazing. You know, and yes, 54 holes, no cut, riding in a buggy. He's mentioned it a handful of times, Frank, right? That he just can't wait to turn 50 and jump in a buggy and go play and have some fun. Yeah, I think we're all excited for that opportunity to compete again against the GOAT.
All right, let's get to your career. First of all, one of the things that jumped out at me is that you are heavily involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And I'm wondering how often you actually get the Lord involved in your round. We had an outstanding pitcher, Andy Bennis, on the program last week or a few weeks ago, and he talked about how he would literally pray and do hymns while he was actually on the mound. I'm wondering, is the Lord with you throughout your five-hour round, or you just pray before and then thank him afterwards? Give me your take.
I would look at it more that golf happens more than God happens. God is he is the only constant in my life. He is faithful, and he's there whether I'm playing golf or not. I don't just bring him in. He's not a genie in the bottle where I rub the lamp and say, God, give me some. Let me play good today. No, it's that's golf is what I do. But as a believer, you know, my hope is in him, not in my golf score. And the golf score is just a byproduct of the talent that God gave me. And you know, I'm grateful for that. But no, it's, you know, I too, on the way to the golf course, whether it's, I love listening to the, to new modern worship music. And so I have a good playlist. You know, it depends on, you know, if I'm battling with anxiety, you know, there's, I listen to songs that talk about that and talk about, you know, battling anxiety. Right. And, but no, you know, yeah, 100% God's with me the whole time. In spite of how I play, he's faithful and I'm grateful for it.
Boy, you've had victories at quite a few different tours. You won twice on the PGA Tour, once in Japan, once on the Korn Ferry Tour, and now you're looking for that first Champions Tour.
Yeah, you know what? I'm grateful for the career I had. You know, I got to, as a little kid growing up in Southern California, playing on a 9-hole Navy golf course, my dream was to play on the PGA Tour someday and to do what Tom Watson does. He was my hero, you know, and I dreamt of maybe a chance to even win and win the Masters. And you know, to win twice on the PGA Tour is still mind-blowing. And looking back at my career, Frank, you know, I think back of the kid's dream to play out here. And then looking back on my career, I feel like it just was a dream, you know? But as a 53-year-old, you know, I still get to compete out here on the PGA Tour Champions. And I still feel like I'm living a dream. So it's, you know what, I'm grateful for the talent God gave me, for parents that were supportive. My dad was a mailman, retired Air Force. He was a mailman. And I grew up on a 9-hole Navy golf course. And that was dad would spend about $500 a year on a year pass for me and my brother to be able to go play and practice for free. And then, you know, we'd pull in the carts in the morning or in the evening and pick the driving range with little shag bags to help out with that as well. But, you know, I'm grateful. I was just like I say, a punk kid and was handed an opportunity and I ran with it. And I look back and I'm just thankful that, you know, God allowed all this to happen. It's fun.
Yeah, and I can't imagine the thrill it must have been for you. I think it was the 1997 Masters where you finished tied for fifth and you beat guys like Bernhard Langer and Tom Lehman and Justin Leonard. That was the Tiger one where he lapped the field at minus 18. But, boy, what a thrill that must have been. Because you opened like with a 67, 60. You were out of sight in the beginning, right?
Yeah, I got off to a great start, and which is crazy. So if you have a low round of the day at Augusta, you get a big old crystal like goblet kind of thing. And John Houston blocked his tee shot to the right on 18 over in 10 rough, what was rough, and hit a big old hook over the trees and hold it for an eagle two to snip me by one to take the low round away. So that's how that one started. But no, you know what? That was a fun week. And obviously it would have been a lot more fun had Tiger not been in the field, because it would have been an actual tournament on Sunday as opposed to a blowout. But I had a putt at about a 10 footer on 18 on Saturday that if I made it, I would have gotten paired with Tiger on Sunday. And I missed the putt, and Costantino Rocca ended up making a 20 footer to get paired with them. And so I played right in front of them on Sunday. But it was a kind of a dreamy week. Would have been even cooler had I been paired with them. But that was fun. And there again, another dream come true. You know, got to play at Augusta and not only just play, I was, you know, I contended, if you will, for second.
And did Dad get a chance to see you have success as a golfer?
He did. Thankfully he did. And that was, he got to see the three times that I played there. And we lost him a couple years ago, but it was awesome. You know, dad definitely was proud of Tommy and I for, you know, our golf accomplishments and getting to see him strolling the fairways there, or the rough lines, if you will, was really cool for me as well. So I'm grateful that he and my mom got to see that and experience it.
Well, I'm sure by just listening to this interview, you're going to have some fans at Norwood Hills Country Club. The event, the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through the 10th. You can watch Paul Stankowski in action. Paul, we greatly appreciate your time. We'll see you in St. Louis. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Frank. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Paul Stankowski. And that'll do it for this edition of the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in 22 hours.